Okay, so good to meet you. I look forward to getting to know you and to finding out more about why you're here. There's a little bit of paperwork to do first. It's called informed consent. It's about the guidelines for the therapy relationship. And you have a copy here, and I have a copy here. Let's go over it together. When you agree to something, if you sign your copy, then at the end, I'll take your signed copy and give you the blank copies so that you can take it home. And if you want to look at anything in more in depth, you have the time to do that. Okay? So the first thing it talks about is confidentiality, which is important because that's what helps make therapy work, knowing that whatever you say is confidential and that it won't be spreading the word, so you're safe to talk about stuff knowing that it'll be held between us. There's a couple of exceptions to that. One is the main one is about safety. If I hear about child abuse or dependent adult abuse, then I'm required by law to file a report about that. But also, if you seem to be like a real danger to yourself, then I may need to alert somebody to make sure that you're safe. Or if you're threatening to really harm somebody else, I might have to help act to protect them. And then the other thing is that I am an intern here at this agency, so I talk about my cases with my group supervision. So I don't give a lot of identifying information, but I do talk with them, and we are all bound together by that same confidentiality, so nothing that I talk about with them goes outside of that group, or definitely not outside of any of the staff of the agency. But you should know about those things. And some of the supervisors' names that are listed, mine is Tim Hartnett, and I also have maybe Mark Salona is my individual supervisor. Then it goes to talk about emergency contact, and we just like to clarify that this is not a crisis counseling agency. I'm available to you for scheduled appointments that we have, not for a spontaneous phone counseling. I'm not available 24/7. If you need that, and sometimes people do need that, there are crisis lines to call, and one of the numbers is right here. So please use that if you need help, because you should get the help that you need. If you leave a message for me, I will call you back within 24 hours usually, but it'll usually be about trying to schedule a session if you need one sooner than we already have one scheduled. But it won't be emergency care. Okay? So we set the fee during during the phone call, but I just wanted to go over. We set it at 40, and you can pay that by cash, check, or credit card. If you cancel with less than 24 hours, or if you don't show up for an appointment, our policy is to charge you for that appointment. So I hate doing that. No, I get no joy whatsoever charging people for sessions that they didn't attend. So please give 24 hours notice if you have to cancel. And if you don't, there's a form later in here that gets your credit card information, and I'm going to ask that you approve that I can charge your credit card when there's a no-show or a less than 24-hour cancel. If you come late to a session, that's okay. And people sometimes late for things come up, no problem. We can use the remainder of your time. I can't take the time that you missed at the beginning and add it on to the end so that you get a full session. I can just use the remainder of the time. Now, sessions are 50 minutes. So we go, if we start at 1, we go to 1:50, and then I have like 10 minutes to transition because I'm probably to see someone at 2. So I will be monitoring the time, but if you notice that we're at the 15-minute mark, then it's helpful if you start to close it up too. Okay? The other thing you should know about contacting me is to contact me directly, not to contact me through Shine a Light. So I'm going to give you my direct phone number, and you can write it in. I'm going to write it in here because this is the one you're going to take home. So. And if you contact Shine a Light, then it goes to my director, and then he has to pass the message to me. And that takes time and energy that doesn't need to happen. So please call me directly or email directly. I'll write my email in here too. And then I wonder if you're involved in any court proceeding, or you might be. No? Okay, good. If you were and you were attending counseling for that purpose, let me know. That's not really our focus. So if you're wanting that, we need to assess whether I'm the best person for you to do that. If it comes up later, this indicates that the fees for being involved in a court case go way up. Our mission is to help provide affordable counseling. Our mission isn't really to help people in their court cases. Mm-hmm. So that's why we don't do sliding scale for court cases. It gets very expensive. And then finally, you're in charge here. This is your therapy. I'm here at your service. And if it's working for you, great. If it stops working for you in any way, please bring it to my attention. I have different ways of working with people, and so I could shift to try to be more attuned to you. But ultimately, if for any reason, whether it's finances or time or you're just done working on what you want to come in to work on, or you want to try a different therapist, any of that is fine. You can end therapy whenever you want to. You don't have to justify it at all. If we've been working together for a while, people often find value in doing a closing session where we can wrap up the work that we've done. But that, of course, is also up to you. Mm-hmm. You're in charge about whether you come here or not. I bring an expertise about how to help you, but I'm never the expert in charge of your life. You stay the one who's in charge of your life. Mm. Okay?
Okay.
So if that all works, if you'd sign that, and then there's a couple more pages. One is, let's fill in the credit card info. And when you sign that, you've given me permission to run your card if there's a no-show or less than 24-hour cancel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then since you came in with your partner, I want the two of you to know that we have a no secrets policy, so I'm counseling you as a couple. I don't want either of you to tell me anything in a private conversation, either by emailing me or before a session starts, before the other one arrives. Don't tell me anything that you're not willing to talk about with the other partner,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because I don't want to be in the position of having a secret that you've told me that I'm keeping from the other. So I want you both to know that I'm not keeping a secret from either one of you. If you do have something that you're not ready to talk to your partner about, individual counseling is a good place to work on that, to get to the point that hopefully you could bring it
mm-hmm.
to your partner or maybe to couples therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, this last sheet is about HIPAA, which is the law for how health professionals keep electronic records, and I just want you to know we comply with all the rules in that law, and one of them is that you get this sheet and sign to say that you got this sheet. So you're not actually agreeing to anything. We follow the guidelines regardless, but you're just signing to say that I did in fact give you this sheet. Okay?
Okay.
So, that's it. That's the paperwork. Thanks. I'll take the signed copy now, and here's the one to take home. And now we can get down to what it is you came here for and how I can get to know you and see how I can help.
Okay? That's good.